If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, you guys, this is a little special one-off take, or what am I trying to say? A taste of what's coming, perhaps, for a little show we call The Monday Show. It's me and my daughter, Carter. And I don't know, it feels like something maybe you guys on this feed would enjoy. So I stuck it here and a couple other places. It'll have its own feed coming up soon. But anyway, if you enjoy it, let us know. Soon it'll be up on the website at frogpants.com/Monday. All right? All right. Enjoy. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Monday. It's the Monday show.
The Monday show.
With me, Scott Johnson, and Carter Johnson.
Yes.
She'll always be a Johnson until she's not.
Until I'm dead.
When do you think that'll happen?
No.
I know you're not in a rush, right? You're not in some hurry to find some guy to change your name to.
Some beau.
Actually, let's talk about that. If you do that.
I don't know if I'd change my name.
Really?
Unless like a dude has like a kick-ass name. You know what I mean?
What would it have to be?
I don't know. I can't even think of like a good one, but like...
Like what's a kick-ass name?
If I met someone who like had the coolest last name ever, of course I'm going to take the cool last name.
What if his name is also Johnson? Then you just don't do anything.
Yeah, just stalemate.
All right. Does anyone know any guys that Carter can date?
Yeah. Because
she's ready for your...
Preferably with cool last names.
All right. For if you don't know who we are, I'm Scott Johnson. I run this channel you're seeing the stream on or possibly hearing this podcast on. And yes, it will be podcast right now. It's just a stream. And Carter is my daughter of some many years. I don't want to get into the specifics because it's
I've been your daughter for a very long time.
As long as you...
My whole life.
As long as you've been around.
Yeah.
You have been my offspring.
Your spawn.
The fruit of my loins.
Oh, that's worse.
What's wrong with that? Fruit of my loins.
I hate that.
We all have loins.
Very biblical.
We get very fruity with our loins, and we create fruit.
You getting fruity with your loins, Dad?
No. But anyway, so we thought that it would be fun to sit down and chat, have like, because Carter and I have conversations all the time that I think are fun and interesting. Sometimes we stream games too, but for the most part, we have really interesting conversations. We have a lot in common. She came out of the shoot with a bunch of my built-in personality traits.
With your ADHD.
ADHD and a little bit of the anxieties whatnots. Yeah. So, but sometimes we'll like go on a walk with the dogs and we'll have a deep conversation about something.
Yeah.
And it hit me the other day.
Literally anything.
We could have this conversation on the show, on a show or on some sort of stream, and we could get, you know, feedback and ideas and thoughts and comments and all that kind of stuff and do it on like a little weekly basis.
Yeah. Might as well monetize our relationship.
Is that what we're doing? I guess we kind of will be a little bit. I mean, that's not our main goal.
No, we're just, it's for fun.
It's mostly for funds. And it's a great way to like kind of vent and do something stupid.
Yeah.
Leslie says you can marry her nephew. He is almost 19. His name is Carter.
His last name or his first name?
Was it last name Carter? Hold on. No, his first name is Carter.
His first name is Carter.
So that's interesting because it'd be Carter and Carter.
Yeah.
What's his last name, Leslie? Curious about that. If it was Carter Carter, that'd be cool. Would you do that? Would you allow that to happen?
It would be tempting.
Really? To just let it be Carter Carter?
Yeah, just be Carter Carter.
But what?
I think it'd be funny to be Carter Carter Johnson, too.
Oh, yeah. You could do that.
Like, with the dash.
And they'd say, the new book, New York Times bestseller from Carter Carter Johnson.
Carter Carter Johnson.
Or did you do CC Johnson?
Ooh, CC Johnson's pretty good.
That's a good... And then you have the C period on the books. People love the H.R. Geiger and the whatnot. Or not H.R. Geiger.
J.R. Tolkien.
J.R. Tolkien. J.K. Grant. Not grammar. J.K. Rowling. 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 Rowling? Whatever. And then you got your, who's the other one? The famous one. What's wrong with me? Lord of the Rings.
R.C.
R.C. Cola? What are you doing?
Something Martin.
No, that's George R.R. Martin.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about...
That's Lord, Game of Thrones.
What's Lord of the Rings?
We already said.
You did?
Tolkien.
Oh, see, this is a problem.
Father. This is embarrassing.
It is a little embarrassing. How can you stand even be here? Anyway, so we thought that'd be fun. Now, we'll do it for about an hour.
Yeah.
We
started a bit late today.
Yeah, we got home. Kim made a homemade curry. Some kind of orange curry. Not orange. What would you call it?
Red curry.
Red? Is it, really? So there's yellow and there's red?
Yeah.
Wait.
There's different sauces. So there's green curry, red curry, yellow curry.
There's green curry.
Yeah.
What's in green curry?
I don't know. It's just green. I don't know what's in it. It's usually like a little more peppery.
Like chilies?
Green peppers.
Okay. Yeah. They have those in India?
Like bell pepper kind of thing.
I have no idea. I've never been to India. You know how I know that? I'm not going to say.
Why?
Because what I was going to say wasn't.
PC?
With further consideration, it may to some sound like I was being less than, what's the word?
I don't know. It's dal tadka, but I don't know if it's a curry.
What even is that, dal
tadka? It's like a lentil style curry.
Okay.
I don't know. I like it. It's delicious.
And lentils, for those uninitiated, those are beans?
Similar.
Or are they?
They're a legume.
They're a legume. Okay.
Legume.
That's cool. Leslie in the chat says Chris is going to India for work next weekend. I mean, there are a lot of people
I've
in
India.
I've
heard India is really cool.
It is cool.
And I'd love to go.
But just the worry I have.
Is the worry you have traveling anywhere.
It's a food.
Where you don't want to poop.
It's a.
Let's get this out of the way.
It's a food toilet proximity problem.
Yeah.
And quality of public services.
Facilities.
Because if I go over there and I get like a gnarly, I don't know, what would I get? A kebab? Or what do you do there?
I don't know.
What do you eat?
Curry.
What's a street food in Mexico? in India?
I don't know. Some kind of
Does anyone in the chat know this? They say don't drink water and don't eat meat, says Leslie.
No.
Well.
Just drink beer and vegetables.
So don't drink water and don't eat meat. But what if you want meat?
You know, that's your problem.
All right, that may not happen.
Find a toilet.
Some people are just home bowlers. That's me, Kenneth. That's what he says in the chat. The other thing I want to mention about this is we are going to take your live texts if you have comments, thoughts, feelings.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Answers. We maybe do some contests in the future. Like, hey, you want a free thing? Here's how you do it. You just send us a text. I'll be monitoring those today, 801-471-0462. None yet, but I'm sure we may get one or two. Tell us what you think I should eat if I ever go to India so that I don't throw up or barf or have diarrhea. All right. Those are the things I don't want. Who wants to travel and experience that?
Honestly, those are things you don't want at home either.
Well, no, but at least you're in the comfort of your own home and I know that it wasn't the meat.
True.
And it's not a parasite. It's just, you know.
As much as I inherited from you, I did not inherit your bowels.
No, you did not.
And your problems with those. Because I can eat. I never have problems like that. So I don't think about that as much traveling, which is probably not a good thing.
Well, you always hear about people get the traveler gut, you know? I think I get that. I think I get weird when I'm on the road.
Like the stress.
Yeah. When I went to China, it was a bit of that. But it was mostly while I was there. It wasn't really the plane or anything. But the best food I had in China was at McDonald's.
Ooh, someone said roti.
What's roti?
Which is like
Tell me more.
It's like a... Oh, we've had it before. It's like a sweet... it's not really a bread. It's very flat. It's almost a pancakey kind of thing, but it's not cakey like pancake. I don't know. It's delicious.
I don't know what that is. Roti.
Roti. We've had... we've had many.
We've had many roti?
We've had many roti.
Is it rotis or roti?
I don't know. It's delicious is the point.
Okay. And that's Indian?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tonight Kim made homemade curry was what the point was.
Yeah. Someone said it's like crepes. It's like crepes.
Oh, Loti?
Roti.
Loroti. Loti is low testosterone.
Low testosterone.
So wait a minute. What did mom make then? What is that? Just a red curry.
Mom made red curry.
Okay. And it had like green peppers in it. It had
potatoes.
Potatoes, tomatoes.
Carrots.
Potatoes, tomatoes. What's that song?
chicken corn.
Chicken corn, something greens.
I can't remember.
Too much TikTok.
Too much TikTok.
And it had and a little bit of rice. I don't go too crazy on the rice these days.
I did. I love rice.
You're a big rice fan.
Rice is one of my favorite foods.
Yeah. She thinks that the greatest running back in the history of the NFL was, what was his name? Not Jim Rice. Anyway, there's a guy with the last name Rice who was awesome.
Yeah. There's a stadium called Rice
Stadium.
Rice-Eccles Stadium.
Yeah, right here. Or well,
up at, in Salt Lake.
At the U. Yeah, yeah. Where you work.
Where I work.
Should we tell people where you work and what
yeah,
you do?
Yeah, let's give them a direct address to all right. where I work.
Are you guys ready? We're going to dox Carter entirely. not let's Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice?
Jonathan.
Chat, help me here. Who am I thinking of? Yeah, the 49ers wide receiver. Not running back. Wide receiver. He played when...
I don't know any of this.
I know, but I'm hoping they do. And he went the quarterback went to BYU. Not Jerry Rice. Everyone's saying Jerry Rice. That isn't it.
Gerald.
Who played with Steve Young? There was like a big Steve Young. He was part of the Steve Young years. Now, Steve Young was the quarterback. And he was from here. He went to BYU. But I don't remember who the running back or the wide receiver was. So the two of them were just rocking it. And before that, he played with Montana as well. And he was like Montana's main go-to guy. Is it Jerry Rice?
Everyone's been saying Jerry.
All right. Maybe it's always been Jerry Rice.
Jerome Rice.
Favorite kind of rice is Jerry Rice.
All right.
It doesn't stick to the pan, so it's pretty good. So let's get to the meat of the day here.
The meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes. We got a text message. If you read it and see what it says.
Sure.
This is Bill, a.k.a. Nerd Nest. He says, hey, Scott and Carter, you didn't inherit his digestive issues.
Yeah.
Yet.
I eat very healthy.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of...
You eat pretty healthy.
I eat pretty... Like, my food is healthy. My snacks are less so. But I didn't grow up eating, like, Wonder Bread and all the crap you grow up eating.
Carter eats, or will eat, without any hesitation, a bag of circus peanuts. And for those uninitiated, we're not talking about like, you know,
actual peanuts.
I'm going to bring them up so we can show them. We're talking about those pink circus peanuts. Or not pink. What are they? Orange?
I just finished a bag. Otherwise, I'd bring one over. But
circus.
Okay. We don't have to shame my gut.
We're not. I just want them to see what this is. Because a lot of listeners and viewers are going to be out of the country. And I don't know if they have these over there.
Here we go. They're delicious. They're really good. They're kind of... I wouldn't call them a marshmallow, but that's like the closest approximation.
I don't know if I'd call them delicious. I might call them horrifyingly bad for you.
Regardless, I also am vegetarian. Well, pescatarian, so I eat fish, but mostly I eat a plant-based diet. So I'm just saying I have a leg up compared to you, Dan.
That's true. I don't. What you did. I like meat, and meat? That's just the way it is. There it is. You guys see that in the chat room? It's a big. Can you see it?
I can see over there.
You can
there.
See it, sort of. Oh, okay. Yeah. So those are what they are. Now, normally you just get the orange ones. Sometimes they're yellow and white. And
I've never seen other colors. I've only ever seen the orange.
What flavor do you think those pink ones are? Probably strawberry or something?
I don't know.
Banana.
Circus peanuts
ones.
Have such a specific flavor that is no... I don't know how to even explain it if you've never had them.
Yeah.
Because it is just circus peanut flavor.
Yeah. They're not good for you,
Nothing
though.
Else tastes like that.
It's just pure sugar.
No, it's just sugar. It's such
refined, awful sugar.
It's sugar to the point where, like, my dog ate a bunch by accident because I left a bag open and she got into them and it didn't affect her at all.
She didn't barf or nothing.
She didn't barf. She didn't have any problems like pooping, nothing.
That made no sense to me.
It's like alligators and marshmallows.
Because she eats too much, you know, chicken and she'll throw up.
Yeah, she's real sensitive.
Yeah, she's weird that way. So the fact that she didn't get any sicker than that is crazy to me.
Nerdness says they're banana flavored.
The yellow ones are?
I assume so.
Okay.
That's
so these
weird.
So let me show it again. So the yellow ones look like they do look like banana flavored something.
Yeah.
The orange ones are the ones you get.
They're just circus peanuts.
The white ones are like what do you suppose those are? Like just nothing or vanilla? See, I can kind of taste it. I can kind of taste it. Like I've had one.
Yeah.
And I don't remember
They're
why.
They're delicious.
I don't ever dare eat one of these. These'll kill you at my age. You can't eat them.
Yeah.
Real peanuts, no problem. Let's do those. I'm going to burp.
I just want to point out, despite eating these things, I'm very healthy. I just got back from the doctor like a little bit ago.
I did too, and guess what? I'm in all the right ranges now.
Me too.
On everything. What did we do to deserve that?
I don't know.
You eating a giant bag of sunflower seeds didn't help. Those are salty. Me eating a whole thing of whatever I had the other day. Can't remember. I ate something stupid.
Probably.
I'm trying to be better overall, and it worked. Like, for the last 6 months, I did up my game some, not as much as I could, but enough to get me in all my happy ranges, and I'm really glad about it.
Yeah.
So we're walking the other day, Kim and Carter and I, and taking her dog around, which is kind of a nightmare.
Well, I want to explain why my dog is a nightmare.
Explain.
Really fast before we get to that.
Go.
She is...
First, she's a Weimaraner, a rescue,
Weimaraner,
a psycho.
Lab mix.
Lab mix, yeah. She's a big old dog, though. She could go hunt.
High energy.
Shoot a duck, she'll go get the duck. That's that kind
she's
of dog.
She's the biggest sweetheart, though.
But yeah, we love her.
Is really reactive on a leash, only on a leash, and she loves other dogs. So when she sees another dog while we're walking, while she's on a leash, she freaks out because she wants to go play with that dog or smell that dog or whatever.
She doesn't even want to hurt it or bite it or fight.
No, she just wants to like meet it.
Yeah.
And when she does, she's totally fine. She chills out. She's great. But if she can't, and often it's like with littler dogs, usually owners don't really want their smaller dogs near her because she looks so scary.
Yeah.
She will lose her mind and like she does this scream bark that's the worst thing ever and she pulls really hard and it's just awful.
Yeah. So it's not a normal bike. Where did she learn the scream bark? It's freaking horrendous.
It's horrible.
Can we train that out of her and like
we should
stop
try
that?
To record it one day because it is the worst.
It's so bad, you guys.
But yeah, so walking her is a bit of a nightmare. But it wasn't bad this time, luckily.
So it wasn't bad. We took a path that wasn't
It had
as populated.
Almost no dogs on it.
And we live by this lake where everybody wants to walk their dogs.
Yeah.
We usually do too, and it's fine. It's nice.
The paths are so like thin.
Yeah. That like, you're going to have to run it. You have to walk in the mud or go out in the lake. You know, you got to avoid.
It's a pain.
It's hard.
It sucks.
So we took this way that nobody ever goes, and that made it easier. And we got to talking about big events in people's lives and how they remember them, but often their kids have no context for it. So for me.
Well, we were talking about like how the pandemic will. Like Van won't really my nephew won't really remember it because he's 5 now and so he's born right before pandemic started when he was like
a year
one
not even
years
a year.
Old like, he was one
well, I guess he was a year
yeah
because 2020 and
so
he
like
was a year old
he probably won't remember any of it but he'll be told about it for his whole life probably
oh yeah it'll always be a thing that comes up in
it'll
the same
like
way
World
that,
War II
yeah what do you call it well, it's the attack Pearl Harbor it'd be like Pearl Harbor for a certain generation for my generation 9/11 for
Yeah, like it's all, yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking about this and you said something interesting because we were just talking about how that had a huge impact on me and your mom.
9/11, yeah.
9/11. But your brother, who was a year old.
He was a year.
Just like Van, you know, ahead of the pandemic, he has no connection to it, really.
Yeah.
Like he's not going to grow up and go, oh yeah, 9/11. Oh, never forget. I mean, he's not going to do that. I mean, he'll have sympathy for what happened and he'll think about the tragedy. I'm not saying he's not capable
of
that.
Again, similar to like how you see Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, same way. Because
like,
I see
it's a thing.
Pearl Harbor happened not in my lifetime, well before it, but I understand it and appreciate it historically, but I have no like on the ground, oh my gosh, what's happening?
I don't have
that.
Like personal connection to it,
right.
Really.
Right, neither does he for that. So we were talking about that and you were 4.
I was 4 years old, and I don't remember, like, knowing about it, but I do remember we got home early because I was in preschool, and they sent us home early, and I don't, you know, you're 4 years old, you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And you guys, I remember you guys sitting in the living room, in our old living room, and talking, and, like, being kind of stressed out and kind of hushed and quiet.
Yeah.
And, like you just seemed really worried. And I remember that so vividly because it freaked me out.
Yeah.
I was like, something's wrong. I don't know what's wrong, but something is wrong.
So you remember how freaked out we were, but you don't remember. I mean, you
don't
have any details
all,
to
no.
why. Right. Okay.
At the time, because no one's telling a 4-year-old like,
no.
So this thing happened, but I just remember you guys being all hushed and like nervous and
yeah,
it really scared me. When
it
was
a little intense. It was like, I mean, that's what we were most worried about. We were like, we don't know what this is or what's going to happen or how far this is going to go. And then we were thinking about, well, what does this mean for our kids? Like, that's the first fear you have.
Of course.
And I'm sure you guys sense that, whether you remember it distinctly or not. But you're weird because you remember stuff.
I have
a
really crazy memory.
Yeah, she remembers things when she was like a 1-year-old.
My siblings will make fun of me and be like, you don't remember it. You're just making it up. And I'm like, no, I remember.
They don't believe you.
No.
I know.
But then like you guys will be like, oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Like when you went to Mississippi when you were like a year,
mm-hmm.
You remember that beach. You remember the whole thing.
Yep. I remember catching spiders outside of the above ground pool.
And you're only a year old. That's crazy.
I wasn't a year. I was older than that.
Where are you?
I was like 5.
I thought you were like a year old.
No.
What do I know?
I'm pretty sure a year old, your brain isn't ready to have memories.
But when I was 2, I mean, that's the idea, is that little kids can't form memories until a certain age. But when I was 2, I have a very distinct memory of my parents getting into a fender bender, nothing serious, but a car accident. And because it was 1971 or something, there's no seatbelts. And it was not so weird that you would have your kid in your lap in the front. It should have been weird, but it wasn't. And my mom had me that way. And my dad just rear-ended somebody. And I flew forward and smacked my head on the dashboard. Might be why I'm also a little... But I still have a little scar. You can't see it on screen. It's impossible. But if you get up close, you can see it. I still have a scar from it. And I remember blood. I remember
you hit
my
it hard.
I did. And I remember my mom flipping out at your grandmother and just panicking, just freaking out. And my dad going, "Oh, now calm down, Donna. Everything's going to be fine. It's all fine. It's just a little scratch.
Out on the front seat.
He's had worse. What do you know? Doesn't he need stitches?" And he didn't take me in or anything. We just kind of brushed it off and moved on. I think today, if you didn't take the kid in, you'd be considered like you weren't.
That was like negligence.
Like you're doing a bad job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the 70s.
It was. And that was a weird time. But I don't think of it as a that's the word I'm looking for. It wasn't like a scary event in my life.
It wasn't like trauma.
No trauma at all. To me, it was just weird. It was like,
I think when you're that young,
yeah,
like everything's weird. Even normal stuff is so weird that your brain just is like, yep, this is just how the world is.
Do you still do that now at all with stuff? Or you're too old for that now? Why am I asking that? Yeah, that's terrible. It's a stupid
question. I don't understand why.
I guess what I mean is like, do you have anything in the world where others freak out about it and you just kind of go, eh?
Spiders.
Oh, you don't? Yeah, she loves spiders. She wants to save them all.
Yeah.
If there's a heaven and we all get to go there.
They're good things.
We're going to get up to the gates and there's going to be a man made entirely of spiders. He's just a... Have you ever seen Spider's Man?
No.
The Marvel thing?
No, I have
so
not.
They made a very short run comic book about... It was kind of a what if.
Yeah.
And it was a dude made entirely of spiders. So this is what I picture. So instead of a Spider-Man, is Spider's Man.
Multiple.
And what I picture is this Spider's Man looking dude at the pearly gate saying, "How many spiders did you kill during your time on the planet?" Right? And we're going to have to answer for this. So Carter might be on to something. She might be the right one.
Yeah.
The rest of us are like,
the spider, squish, squish. Spider's men will accept me.
Yeah. But you've got, if I could, I'm just going to guess here, but I'm guessing you have saved... at least temporarily, a few hundred insects of different kinds.
I have no idea.
Gotta be, though.
Maybe.
Like, if you...
I don't know. I'm the one who, in the house, if there is a spider, like, my mom will find one in the kitchen or whatever.
Yeah.
She'll just be like, "Carter, come get it, or I'm gonna kill it." And I'll run in there with a cup and just, like, get it outside before...
And does the cup do the job, or do you need, like, I don't know. What's the best way to catch a spider in 2024?
Here's my instructional guide.
Tell us everything you know.
I literally grab a cup.
This is what YouTube's for, by the way. You need real good information here. So
yeah, you grab a cup, put it over the spider. Try not to squish any legs, especially if it's like a big one.
Yeah.
And then you just like take, usually I'll grab like an envelope because they're a little thicker and just like slide it under and scooch it.
Oh, okay. That was my question. Do you you scooch paper under it so they have a fake floor?
Yeah.
And then tip it?
Yeah.
But what if they fall on their head and... are tortured horribly by what you've done?
I guess I would never know.
I guess you wouldn't.
I also, if I know what kind of spider it is, I'll put my hand over it if I know it's like fine.
So you don't
like daddy long legs and stuff.
If we had a tarantula, you'd let it crawl on you and stuff?
Tarantulas are venomous.
No, they're not, are they?
Probably not. No, yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Pet ones get it like removed so that they can't be poisonous or venomous.
I was sure that the... I have to look it up now.
It might be different kinds, but I know that most tarantulas are.
Tarantulas. Venomous. Okay, let's find out some facts.
Time for facts.
We're going to learn some facts.
Some arachnid facts.
Here we go. That was all pictures. Gross. Let's see. Tarantulas rarely bite, and other facts about friendly spiders. Here you go. You ready? Tarantulas are quite docile and rarely bite anyone.
Yep.
That's number one.
Okay.
It says a tarantula bite to a human is often no worse than a bee sting in terms of toxicity.
Okay. Oh. So they are venomous, but like not bad. Not very much.
It says this big beefy spider strike fear in the hearts of an arachnophobes everywhere. But in fact, tarantulas are some of the least aggressive and dangerous spiders around. Here's your next one. Number two, they defend themselves by throwing needle-like hairs at their attackers.
Ooh, like a little porcupine.
Yeah, not cool.
That's so cute. I love that.
Not cool, though. Not cool. Just kidding.
I didn't know that. And I love these things.
Here's one, a gender thing. Female tarantulas can live up to 30 years or longer in the wild. So you would be right to save those because they need to live. Right.
How long do they live in captivity?
It says here, in captivity, some species have been known to live for over 30 years. Males, on the other hand, don't live very long once they reach sexual maturity with a lifespan of just 3 to 10 years on average. So the women live way longer.
So like, there's a female tarantula out there that's older than I am.
Yeah. Lady spiders older than you. Think of that. There was a spider born somewhere. There is a spider born before you were born. Somewhere there's a turtle born before any of us.
Oh, yeah. Like anyone on Earth.
Think of, well.
Any person on Earth.
Or anyone living, yeah.
Yeah.
Not like
the history of humanity, but maybe, who knows?
No, it'd be like, what is it, like a maximum of 200 or something for those?
There's a whale that's like 200 years old right now.
Yeah.
But it lives so deep that it's like half frozen. It's all cool.
So if they were born 200 years ago, what year is that? Help me. 100 years ago, it would have been 1824.
So 1724.
1724. Think about how
no,
much.
No, 1824.
Or yeah, 1920.
Yeah, yeah. 18.
We gave it an extra 100 years.
But 1924.
But imagine 18, a 200-year-old turtle when it's born, the state of the world versus now.
There's actually, I can't remember if it's the oldest turtle, but there is a picture of a tortoise that someone took like the earliest photographs of. And we now, like, it's still live in like a zoo somewhere. Mm. And so he has photos from like 18 whatever.
That's cool.
It's really neat.
Yeah, I like that. I think turtles are cool. See, those I don't mind saving. Save the turtles.
Save bugs. Bugs are good.
Screw the bugs.
I only have a few exceptions, and one of them is black widows.
Wait, let's hear.
Actually dangerous.
Oh, yeah. So you'll kill a black widow? Or you just will let it go on its way?
It depends. If I can, I will try to get it, like, I'll catch it and, like, try to release it somewhere that's just, like, a field or something.
Yeah.
But if, like, little kids are around and stuff, I will get someone else to do it.
I like that this is permanently on the internet and whatever you decide.
I will call a hitman.
Okay. I see what you mean. That'll work. Is she your favorite character in the MCU, Black Widow? Because she's a spider?
I thought you were going to say hitman, and I was like, that's a video game.
That is a video game. Agent 47, in fact. Anyway. Oh, did we mention that Carter Carter has a degree in video games? I don't know if anyone knew this, and not just playing. We don't mean playing them, okay? A lot of people get confused. I tell them that. What'd she get her degree in, video games? I mean, like, she's like a pro player or something?
I have a Bachelor of Science in Games.
Right. Which is a thing at the University of Utah, and a number of colleges and universities around the country now have similar programs. And here's the fun part of Carter's degree, in my opinion. She got it exactly when the pandemic started. And then she has it now where job losses...
Jobs are horrible right now.
Greatly outnumber job gains in that industry.
Yes.
So as much as the overall economy is doing quite well, if you're looking at the games industry right now, it's in the turlet.
Yeah, I graduated in 2021, which was a terrible time for games.
It was a bad time.
And then it kind of got better and it's gotten worse. Like the timing wasn't great.
It's not your fault, obviously, but what would you have done different? Nothing. This is how old you are. This is what you did.
Well, technically I took too long. Like I took 2 extra years. So.
Yeah. But if you. Yeah, that's true.
If I had graduated on time, it would have been 2019 and maybe I would have already been in industry.
Yeah. But maybe you're one of the layoffs that just happened.
That's true. But at least I'd have a foot in the door.
Or the door shut really hard and your foot's still there and it cut your foot off.
I no longer have a foot.
Now you're footless.
Footless. Footless.
Everybody cut footless.
The point is, I do have a degree in games. I know how to sort of make games. My emphasis was on the art side, I know a little bit of code and I can make it like a real base thing. But I am not an engineer.
You're not,
by any means.
No, I mean, I don't know. I think. See, this is where you and I argue sometimes. I think Carter could be All of it. You could be a single point.
Given unlimited funds and time, sure.
Yeah, but these guys, like the Stardew Valley guy, didn't have unlimited funds or time. He just worked on his, you know.
He was just highly motivated.
That's a key. You got to be motivated. That's true. But I think, I don't know. I don't think, okay, this is just me talking. And obviously I'm biased because this is what I did with my life where I stopped working for the man. And I only work for this idiot now, meaning me. And while it took a while to get there and there's a lot of, you know, ups and downs about the whole thing, I cannot imagine my life any other way.
If
I just can't do it.
If it became more feasible in terms of like money and stuff, I would 100% go full time making a game.
I just think you're going to get there.
But it's just weird right
now. It may not be right now and it may be a while from now, whatever. But I think that there's going to be a time in your life where you're like, all right, I got this cool experience behind me. I did these things. I was on these projects.
Yeah, and that would be wonderful.
And now I'm Carter, the machine making the stuff.
Machine
I'm telling you.
Machine making the stuff.
Because now
that's me.
There's never been a better time for that. The tools are there.
Yeah.
The skills are there.
I will say, going back to like the whole, you know, lot of layoffs, one good thing that comes from these layoffs, and I'm not like saying that it's great that this is happening to anyone.
Of course not.
But one of the really cool things that happens when there's a ton of layoffs is that little companies are born.
Yeah.
And this happens every time there's a big thing. And it's because like these teams who've worked together on these games go, oh, we're friends. We know how to do this. Let's make something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
exactly.
So you actually get like really cool new games out of it, but it also sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. It's a weird time right now. And I feel bad because you worked really hard on that degree and you know, all this stuff. And there's some stuff going on. Maybe something will happen, but I don't know. I just hate it.
Just ever onward.
Yeah. But she's got a good job at the U in that department, working with those people. And those people.
Those people.
I just mean like
those game people.
Gamer, you know, people.
Nerds.
Nerds. Game nerds. Which is kind of fun because you're around a, you know, bunch of game nerds.
Yeah, no.
And you like that stuff. So I think, okay, let me ask you this. I've never asked you this.
Uh-oh.
What?
I'm scared. You've never asked me this.
Oh. You're like, uh-oh. Do you think, let me ask you this, why games? I'll try to stutter through that four more times. Why do you think that happened? Do you think it was because this household and your upbringing, they were always around?
Directly to the moment I wanted to play games.
Really?
Yes.
Play or make games?
Or make games, rather. Okay. It was the first time I played Machinarium.
Oh, that wasn't that long ago.
That was,
2012? 11?
Look it up.
How old is...
I feel like it was older.
Let me look it up.
Because I feel like I was like 10 years old or something when I decided like that's what I want to do.
Machinarium. Let's see. I love that game. That game is 2009. You're right.
It's so earlier. I was 12.
Yeah. And that hit home.
12. I played that and it kind of made me realize like, oh, I can draw. Mm-hmm. I can make a game.
Yeah.
And so I actually like can point to the moment that happened. And it just so happened that the university I went to had a really cool program that was at that time, right? It may have been a little bit later, but they for a really long time were like number one in that whole degree. And it was all brand new and like this crazy cool new thing. So I was really lucky to be able to be like, oh, not only can I go to school for this, but I can go to school like just right over there.
Yeah.
A little bit away.
It's really cool, that game. If you guys are listening or watching haven't played it, play Machinarium. It's cheap everywhere.
It's really fun. A little puzzly, like.
Yeah, it's point and click, but the art style of it and the kind of the vibe of it is probably what got you the most, right?
It's this cool, like, cutout-y kind of vibe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
Yeah. That's a good one. I mean, that game's inspiring for even people who aren't making games. That game's rad.
Yeah. I think it made me see games as art beyond just like... Because for a really long time, I played, you know, Nintendo.
Yeah.
And like, I was exposed.
Exposed. You were exposed to Nintendo.
To like World of Warcraft and like all these games that just like existed. But this was the first one that I'd seen that was like truly weird.
Yeah.
For the time.
That's true. They were raised on, I mean, you guys were exposed to just every kind of game there was.
Yeah.
You played everything. So it's interesting that that's the one that got you.
There's something about it that just made me go, ooh, I can do this. And maybe it's also because I was 12 and I like was starting to think about that stuff.
Have you already played it? You've already played that game more than once, right?
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
I have probably like five or six.
Five or six times.
Yeah. Not anything crazy.
I've bought it three times. I had it on the, let's see, where did I have it? Not the Switch. Freaking, oh, the Sony Vita, PlayStation Vita. Yeah.
Back in the Vita days.
PC, and I got it on something else. iPad, maybe? I think back in the day I had like an iPad 3 with that on there, I think. Something like that.
It was on the computer for me.
Well, that's a... So you've answered quite well there. Yeah. Nicely done. Here's a couple text messages we've been getting as going here. We got one that says, spiders, kill them all with fire, LOL. Just kidding, Carter. And that's from JK Grammar.
JK, spiders are good.
You're going to get to meet him in Vegas.
They eat all the lovely little bugs that you don't want in your house.
Speaking of which, Carter's coming to Vegas.
Yes, I am coming to TMS Vegas.
It's going
to
be fun.
It's over my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So bring me presents.
You're gonna get that. You're gonna get that cozy, comfy backseat car ride for 5 hours, whatever it takes us.
I love road trips. I don't drive. I don't know if anyone knows this, but I don't drive.
She doesn't drive.
I don't have a license.
Yeah.
So I love road trips, but yeah. I always feel bad because I'm like, let's go on a road trip. I can't drive.
So tell them why you don't drive. So because they're gonna want to know. They're gonna ask. You don't have to say.
Let them ask.
If you don't want to know, it's not a big deal. She just doesn't like it. She hates driving.
I hate driving.
She went through the process of, you know, getting her license when she was 15. And
not my license, my permit.
Yeah, your permit.
Never got my license.
So if you're wondering what she does for ID now, you can get a state-issued ID that's just swapped orientation.
It's the worst because, so before you turn 21, that's how licenses look.
Yeah.
So whenever I go to a bar or like a restaurant that requires ID or whatever, they always double check.
Because they
always
don't know.
What is this? Wait a second. It doesn't look like you're 21. And I'm like, it's just an ID.
It looks like dark magic. They see it and go, wait a minute. This isn't a drive. This is looks fake.
Yeah. It was worse in when I went to Vegas last year because every, what are they, whatever, the checkers. Every ID checker checkers. Was like, yeah. What is going on with this? Especially because it's an out-of-state ID.
So what do? Take it in the other room and...
Well, most places nowadays have just like a little scanner that they put it in, but...
Well, you're going to meet him there, J.K. Grammer and his fiance. Or did you guys finish the deal?
Fiance.
I can't remember if the wedding happened yet. Whatever, he'll have to text us back and tell us. Here's another one. I like this live text stuff. It's fun. This is him again. Says my birthday is on May 5th, so we'll be celebrating our honeymoon and my birthday on TMS Vegas. So he'll be married.
Oh, that's
then,
so fun.
If he isn't already.
That's so cool.
I just can't remember how that went. Here's one. This one just says great show so far. Well, that's very nice.
Thank you so much.
I don't know who that is. It's a rando person. And we got one here from Jim Jensen. You know Jim.
Yes, I know Jim.
Brings me
Coke.
Zero drink products.
Dr. Peppers and such.
Because he's always so nice. He finds them on sale somewhere and says, hey, you want all these? And it's always often a weird flavor that they're trying to like push out. Like,
that just like didn't do well.
Yeah, we got Dr. Pepper booger flavor. You want 12 packs of that? I'm like, well, how much is it? And he's like, well, they're down to like $4 a
You could have chosen any flavor in the world.
Then booger.
You could have said circus peanut.
I wouldn't drink that. Ew.
Excuse me.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I'm drinking root beer, which is the worst burping. I don't know why I chose root beer for this.
Yeah, she has a can of, here, let me see.
Barks.
Yeah, a can of, wait, let me show you on camera. Can of Barks. Best root beer there is.
The one from the South that's caffeinated.
The real one. They don't make a zero or I'd drink it.
I think they do.
If they do, I've never seen it.
Well, I guess Mug does it.
Mug root beer
and
does.
And A&W
But I don't like
it.
Either of those brands.
I don't know if Barks has.
Barks is the
Someone
only
Someone tell
good.
Us.
It's the only good root beer that's readily available. I know that there are plenty of like regional root beers or places,
or like
you can go where it's like, oh, that's the best root beer. I get
there's
it,
a place downtown, by the way, in Salt Lake City called Feldman's that is a Jewish deli and it is super good, but they have their own root beer that is fantastic.
Oh, this morning on TMS we brought up that vegan place you guys ate. What's it? It was
Buds,
not Mel's.
No, Buds Sandwich Shop.
Yeah, and you're saying they were really good. I gotta go.
Really good.
I don't know why I got that name wrong.
It's a vegan Sammy place.
Vegan Sammy. I love it.
Delicious.
Anyway, I didn't ask his question. Jim asked.
Oh.
Are you still working with Corinne at the U?
Yes.
Sort of. She's a professor now.
She is a professor. Our offices are next to each other.
When she used to be the person that Carter would answer to. She was like in charge of whatever that department thing.
Yeah.
And then she moved up to being a full-blown professor. So she teaches like narrative and video game classes.
Yeah, she teaches all kinds of stuff.
All that kind of stuff. And you, I didn't know your offices are still right next to each other, though. That's cool.
Yeah. I like how much closer we're getting to doxing me.
Oh, yeah. We kind of are. I've known Corinne my whole life.
We need to bleep some of this out.
No.
In the final.
No way. I'm not editing anything.
Some of it.
I'm not going to edit anything.
I might do it then.
We didn't use her last name. She's fine. Look, I've known her since...
I'm just saying you can Google a lot of things.
Yeah, it's just the U. It's the university. Everybody come visit the U. No, don't actually do that.
Don't, please.
They have heavy security at the U.
Yeah.
So don't go there.
Yeah.
They have electricity things.
They have electricity.
Laser beam guns. You're screwed. Don't even try.
We have like a jibbidip.
A jibbidip.
Yep.
All righty then.
Reactor. That's the word.
Do you guys really have a reactor?
Yeah, it's up on the upper campus.
So hold on. Is it a legit like
nuclear reactor?
Yeah, but what's it reacting to? They actually have
it's shut down right now.
But when is it?
But they do have it.
But when is it up?
I assume it's like an emergency thing. I don't know.
I would want to know more.
I used to work in the building that it was in. And every time there was like a fire alarm, my coworker would always be like, we're all dead. This is it.
Does that freak you out, that idea? That it's, I don't know. That's.
I think it used to. These days, I'm like, whatever.
That's kind of nihilistic of you.
Well, I don't know. It's just like the pandemic kind of made me just like.
Oh, I know what you mean.
If today's the day.
I did the same thing. I feel the same way. It's like. It left me tired.
Tired? Not like in a... I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, I can't explain
it
either.
I'm less stressed about what I can't control, I guess.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same. Stuff I can't control. And also, I cannot be forced into caring about a problem I have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Way less than I used to. Like, I used to get really wrapped up in, that's an injustice. I need to... Burp, burp, burp. And now...
But like, if I can't affect it, I'm not going to stress over it. There's lots of things you can do a lot for things like injustice or like
whatever. To help other people. I don't mean
yes,
that so
of course.
Much.
But I just mean like if a nuclear reactor goes off, what am I going to do?
Yeah, if that thing melts down at the U, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's a good point. It's not like you can affect it now. What are you going to do? Go over there and go, can you guys turn
Excuse
that
me,
off?
But we should actually get rid of that.
Yeah. Can you not have that at the university?
That
this thing
really
that cost you
great.
Probably millions of dollars in grant money.
Yeah.
Can you get rid of it? You guys are currently in what used to be the law building, but you might move soon. You're not moving to the nuke place, are you?
You're just getting closer and closer.
Oh, did I do? I'm trying not to do location things.
We need to cut some of this.
The reason I was going to bring that up, though, is because Ted Bundy went there.
Yes. So
serial killer man Ted Bundy.
Yes.
Went and studied law.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know people who knew him.
What do they say to you?
They say, I knew him.
That's it?
Yeah.
They have lunch and like hang out.
Yeah.
And, like
I've talked to professors who are like, yeah, we used to like go to the sandwich shop and like chill.
Well, but okay.
I don't know.
That's weird.
He was just a guy for a while.
But
well, to a lot of people.
These would be old people though.
Yeah. They're all old law people.
What? Old law people.
The old law people.
Yeah. All right. I just always thought that was interesting because he went and did one of his horrible kidnappings right behind my favorite record store when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah. You know that record store just recently closed? It was like 2020.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Graywell?
No, not Graywell.
Oh.
It was Raspberry Records. I think they were gone.
Oh, they've been gone. Yeah. Graywell closed like pretty recently, which was sad.
I loved Raspberry. I'd get all my tapes there and they were only like $7. And I'd walk in there and I'd walk out with like two Pink Floyds and an AC/DC tape on your average visit. I loved it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it was like exactly what you think, like very culturally a record store, like dude behind the counter, super hippie, probably hiding his weed somewhere, whatever kind of guy.
That's the best kind of record shop.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Always talking about their favorite bands and why this is cool and why this isn't, or he spent last year traveling with not the Wicked Dead.
Evil Dead?
No, not the Evil Dead.
No, that's a game.
The
Or a movie.
The Moving Dead. What are they called?
Walking Dead.
It's not the Walking
Grateful Dead.
The Grateful
Goodness
Dead.
Goodness gracious.
That actually hurt.
We just lost brain cells.
That actually hurt me to go through that process just now. Thank you, Jim.
Is just blowing up with grateful.
Yeah, they all know how dumb I'm being. We got another quote here, text. Oh, he's getting married on March 16th is another update from J.K. Grammer.
Oh,
congratulations, sweet. Dude. That's awesome. Here's a text from Wicked Kitten, a.k.a. Monica. That's the other way around.
Monica.
A.k.a. is the nickname, right? That's what I said.
I think it either way.
Does it matter?
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
Well, hold on.
Well, because like you could say like my boy, a.k.a. Jared.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's your boy, Jared. That's funny. Anyway, she says, my mom loves Circus Peanuts. I think they are abhorrent. Love you anyway, Carter. Smiley face, Wicked Kitten 13.
You're wrong.
Yeah, and she should go to Vegas. I would love to see her there.
Yeah.
Come on, Monica. Make it work. Make it happen.
Make it work. Make it happen.
Get out of New Jersey.
If you build it.
Yeah, if we build it, then you'll come.
Then you'll come. Monica will come.
let's try this one. This is another one we got just now. Oh, here we go. No name on this, but they said, Carter, have you ever considered board game design?
I have, in school, designed a couple.
Like with a group or whatever?
Yeah, usually just for like an assignment. So they're not very good, but I'd consider it.
You should. Then we'd have three tabletop games in the family.
Yeah.
If you count Rock Runners. But you should. We should do, you know what? You should help me with, I'm thinking about doing a version of... Dungeon Murder, but calling it Space Murder.
Oh, so like a sci-fi version?
Yeah, but not just a reskin. Like, it would rethink a bunch of mechanics that are better space mechanics, I guess.
I think you're just reskinning.
Maybe I am.
It's like, instead of a goblin, it's an alien.
Something like that.
Martian.
I really like... Matt Merrill's in the chat. You remember Matt Merrill?
Who's Matt Merrill?
Neighborhood back in West Jordan. You know him. You, in fact, let's see, which one of his kids would you be the same age as?
Yeah, well, anyway, I probably know that, but...
But he, I still talk to him here and there. He's one of the nicest guys ever. I guarantee if you saw him, you'd go, oh, him!
Probably, but I'm awful with names.
Because he's one of the nicest human beings that you've ever met. You just don't know it.
Yeah. No.
Space Orcs, says Chris Thibault. Interesting.
Space Orcs.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I may do that. But Carter, maybe that's the thing you would work on. Maybe that's the thing you could do.
I'd love to do that. I didn't...
That's what the people are saying.
Was it Rock Runners that I did... Yes,
you did alternate cards for the...
I did all the girl cards.
Yeah, the girl versions of the...
The character cards.
What did we call those? Character cards, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those were great.
Those were really fun.
I didn't really have anything in Dungeon Murder that needed excess stuff, but... maybe I would in the space one. I don't know.
Perhaps.
We'll see. We have other projects going on.
We have a lot going on.
We're working on a book, and it's for real.
Yeah.
That's happening soon. Oh, one thing I wanted to promote before I forget about it.
She writes it.
I am going to write it. I'm writing it. She's doing the art.
Yes.
Okay, look at this. On the Frog Pants store, frogpants.com/store, there's a new listing for something called The Zombie Set by me. I want you guys to go grab it because it's limited time only, limited quantity. This thing's usually about a $25 thing. It's only $10 with free shipping. Okay? Free shipping.
This is very exciting.
You get four 5x5 prints. Why can't I think of words today? Words are hard right now. I don't know why I'm doing that. Anyway, it's a zombie collection. We got zombie SpongeBob.
Zombob.
We have Zambi, which is Zombie Bambi.
Zombambi.
We got George Decay. Do you get it?
Oh, that's so good.
Do you get it?
I didn't get it. Like, I didn't.
Didn't get it before?
You've never called it that.
Oh, I thought I did.
And so, like, that's so cute.
I don't know what I did there. Anyway, George Decay, and then also The Blocking Dead.
I did know that one.
With the Lego figurine guy, who's also a zombie. Anyway, 5 of these, all on a set, plus maybe some extras thrown in there. We're trying to decide what those are going to be. Something cool. And this is also going to be the first time that my daughter, Taylor, is handling the reins of a bunch of store stuff. Yeah, this is like our first shot with that. And she's excited to be the person who does that. So we're going to have a lot more sort of personal touch to things.
She's awesome. She runs my store, which is currently not up because we're working on it.
Yeah.
But she does really cool things, and like she's great. She'll add cute things and make them Yeah. Look nice.
Oh yeah, she knows how. She's her touch is what I'm looking for here, and yeah. She's very good at it. That's something I need to improve big time on the store. So that's what we're doing. I'm going to check real quick, make sure they're still in stock. I believe they are. There are.
I'm incredibly distracted by the jellyfish on your screen.
On my screen back here. Hold on.
They're very distracting.
Look at him. Look at him. He's just going. Doot, doot, doot.
He's a little guy.
Yeah, he's just a little guy. He's just trying to get along in the world. It's not his fault.
No.
Oh yeah, we still have some in stock, but they're going quick. So if you want one, grab them. $10 is all. Cheap.
That's really cheap. For yeah. 4 5x5s?
Yeah, too cheap, really. But I wanted to do like
a... losing money on this deal?
I probably will break even, but I wanted to give her a first project and have it be relatively simple in terms of production and also have it be cool and meaningful. So if you want your own, now is the time. Here's the actual graphic, everybody. Here you go. Just go to frogpants.com/store and you'll see it right there. It's the limited zombie print set. And and they're all signed. Personal signatures. Wow. Yeah. Anyway.
Will you draw a butt on just like one of them and then whoever has the butt one?
Oh, I see.
Is the winner.
And then they get something else, yeah. Like an extra thing.
It's like those wrappers on suckers. You know, the one that like if it has the star, then you get an extra, you get a free sucker.
No.
They don't do that anymore, but they did that when I was a kid.
What were they, dummies?
No, they were...
Or dum-dums?
No.
Dummies.
Tootsie Pops.
Tootsie Pops?
Tootsie Pop. Look up Tootsie Pop free star. I don't know.
Okay, let's look.
You could take them back to the gas station and they'd give you a free one.
Oh. Can you really get a free Tootsie Pop if you find the star?
It used to be true because we did it a few times.
It says, long believed rumor of childhood ever since then, since it was created in 1931. Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Was widespread myth that the wrappers, which depicted a star shooting from a bow, an arrow of a Native American man, could get you a free Tootsie Pop. Oh, great. Another way to keep down the indigenous peoples of America by putting them on our side.
Move on.
It says here, let's see. But with modern conveniences such as the internet, most kids didn't go all Nancy Drew on the local five and dime to interrogate the shop owners. So on the rumor went, slightly unattainable promise, blah, blah, blah. We hate to be the bearer of bad news, but a Tootsie Roll Industries spokesperson confirmed to the Today Show on the air that the company has provided a clear message on its website for nearly a decade, disproving the legend of the star does not exist.
Well, we would go to our gas station in our old neighborhood whenever we were like, I don't know, I was like probably 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We would always go and get the Tootsie Pops.
Yeah.
And we'd...
Yeah.
Everyone would pull out and check the thing. The thing is, the... Native American dude could be shooting the bow, but the star wouldn't be there.
Okay.
That was like the thing, like, oh, it has to have both. It has to be the star.
Oh.
And
I didn't realize it was that picky or that any of that.
It
matter.
Was supposed to be like super rare. Anyway, me and my friends would go all the time and like at least one of us would always have one and we'd go back and probably teenager at the time at the thing would always give us a free one. Maybe it was just our gas station.
Maybe. Which one? The one over by the thing?
It was by the ice cream shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that one. I got a lot of powdered donuts there.
Yes, you did.
Which is probably why now I have to watch my intake.
Meow.
One final tarantula note that we didn't discuss. This is important.
All right.
They don't spin webs.
I knew that.
But they do produce and use silk.
Yeah.
For what, though?
So you can usually see where one is because like the grass will be all shiny with web.
Oh, okay. That's interesting because it does say they use it for the interior and exterior of their underground burrows. Mm. They manage to make this material into structures that strengthen the earthen walls.
Oh, so basically they're just building little houses.
Yeah. Also those like 3 to 10 year old males, it says they weave silken mats on which to lay their sperm.
Sperm mat.
Is there a more uncomfortable word for your father on a podcast to say than sperm? Yeah.
I could think of a few, but I'm not going to say
them. Okay, good. Don't say them because I don't want to know. Also, they wander around during the summer months.
They just hang out, wander around.
That's where I found that one that got eaten by the praying mantis. You would have been pissed at me for what I did at my experiment. You would have been mad.
I would have been so mad.
But I was like 8 or 9. I was a kid.
I have a bunch of dead bugs over there.
Gross.
They all died naturally.
Here in the office?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to pin them.
But, oh, yeah. Really? You're not going to do that, though.
Yeah, I am.
You know what? Do that jacket first.
Okay.
Next time we do one of these, we'll have a discussion about that jacket you're working on.
We'll talk about jackets.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole topic, you guys. Yeah. I think that's going to do it for us. Let me double check and make sure we didn't get any other, any other messages here before we go. Looks like we got a couple. We'll rip through these real quick. Julia says hi, and that Carter having a degree in games is really cool. Chuck and I also say hi and look forward to meeting Carter in Vegas. That must be Amy.
Hello.
Thank you, Amy. And Julia is your daughter, I think. I remember right. She's in college now, though, I think.
Ew.
I know.
Not college.
We're all old. What are we going to do? How about this one? Have either of you heard the Tracy Chapman performance from the Grammys last night? It was awesome. Not yet, but I've been hearing amazing things. I mean, dude, Fast Car is one of the greatest songs ever written, period.
Agreed.
But from what I hear, this is like jaw-droppingly good. I'm going to take you right away. I'll bet it was better than that.
It has to be.
Don't you think?
I don't think. Yeah.
I'm going to check that out after the show. How about this one? Sarah, this is JK Grammer again. Sarah loves Dungeon Murder. I kick her butt in that game all the time. Well, good. Bring it to Vegas and I'll rock your world and I'll play you guys. You'll probably beat me. I'm not that great. And then here's one from Mike Pacholik. Oh, he's the nicest guy. He always sends cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know this name.
He sent me a giant spider.
Oh, that's right. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows what to listen spider for. He says, stuffy. Hey, Scott, or Carter and Scott. Scott, you can now read the Parasite art book. Also, I'm trying to set up my trip to Las Vegas. I would love to meet up with you guys in person. Well, we'd love that, dude.
Yeah.
So hold on a second. That art book, you have it.
No, you have it.
I have it. It came up this morning on the show, and I'd forgotten all about me having it.
It's right there.
It's right there.
Yeah, right there.
Hold on. This is embarrassing.
This is embarrassing.
This morning, we were talking to Schleicher about
Father.
It. Schleicher's like, oh, you got to see this guy. It's so cool. It's like, oh, you know, it's the whole movie, but done in the director did all the, what do you call this?
Storyboarding.
Storyboarding. And, it's late. I can't think.
Yeah.
And I was like, no way. And I kept, and it was like constantly during this conversation day, familiar the whole time. But I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be something I want to pick up. How much is it? And I'm looking at prices. Like, that is so familiar.
You Dude, have it.
It's right here.
I remember it because it was on the kitchen table because it was in a package or something. And I was looking through it. I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
I can't believe Dad got this. And you were like, yeah, it's mine.
Yeah, it's mine. Get away from it. And then I hadn't seen Parasite yet. And so I was like, well, I can't look at this yet.
Do you want to know what's worse?
What?
I have not seen, this is a total offshoot, I have not seen the newest Spider-Verse movie, the second one.
Mm.
And I have the art book.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
And it's over there.
We need to watch that.
I haven't even opened the book because I'm like, I can't look at it until I watch the movie.
Why don't we fire that up this weekend? We should watch that.
Mm.
Do you and your friend have plans?
Mm. I have no idea.
She watched... Fury Road with us. Maybe she'll watch that with you again. She's seen it.
You know what? Next time, you should write this down so we don't forget. Next time I will tell the story of how I almost saw Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a pretty good story.
Yeah. The Netherlands, baby. All right. Well, that is going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. That number is available offline, too. So if you want to leave us a message and we'll read it next episode, you can do that. 801-471-0462. There will be a website up for the podcast version of this on the website called frogpants.com/Monday.
Yeah.
It's not there yet, but it will be.
We should make cute art for it.
You should do it.
I will make cute will you art do it? For it. Sure.
Okay. Carter's in charge of album art. The video version will stay up online, so you guys can all have access to that and stuff. And, you know, it's just a chill thing. This isn't meant to be super hardcore, crazy structure or anything like that.
We're just vibing.
Just vibing, hanging out, talking about stuff. And enjoying you guys being around as well.
Everyone is here to tell me that I sound like my mother.
Yeah. And I think I'm probably going to post this up to the... Oh, Phil just said it. That's funny. Up to the diary and the skim feed. I might even put it on TMS. Just let people know that it's out. All right. That's it. Thank you all for listening. That'll do it for us. I have no outro music yet because we haven't thought of that
yet. Let's just sing Fast Car.
Do you have a fast car? I've got a guy to get us out of here. Someone took the convenience store and put something inside my beer. Everybody get ready. It's time to get into the fast car again. I don't know.
I feel like this just gives everyone a peek into my upbringing.
I mean, it was all this. It was pretty accurate. Anyway, you guys are great. Be good. Be safe.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.